Blog Talk Radio.
Go With Angels is more than the title of Mary Brotherton's debut book. It's her wish for you and your loved ones. Join her on her podcast every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time as she talks about angels and messengers from the spirit world. Of course, she'll talk about her book and the inspiration behind it, too. Call 516-418-5651 after 11 on Friday mornings to share your stories about angelic encounters.
Hello, everybody. I have a couple of short stories I want to share with you today. And I'm hoping that if you call in, you'll wait until I finish reading before you hang up. Or you'll leave me a message. You can do that in the chat. Or just email me at mary@beunique.org. That's B-U-N-E-K-E. Anyway, I want to get to the first story because I really would love to talk to you. And if I'm talking, reading, it's hard. So that's one reason I picked shorter stories today. The first one's called After I Left. I was 18 when I married my first husband and not quite 43 when I left him. I'd never been on my own before and never had to make a big decision without some kind of input from him, a parent, an older brother or sister, or someone else. My ex had initiated everything from my moving out to the divorce he filed for. He planted seeds and God watered them. I removed the weeds and my garden of independence grew beyond my expectations. Before I made a major purchase, I talked with God about it and explained how much I could afford. I always found something under the amount I thought I could manage. Rent was $75 less than I thought I could handle. I didn't have to pay any utility deposits. My new-to-me car payment was about $100 less, and insurance was almost $50 less than I expected. I received a substantial promotion the same day my ex demanded I return the truck I'd been driving. I've learned to be decisive and to make mindful choices, knowing that what I choose today will indeed impact my future days. When I feel overwhelmed with life's choices, I often take a deep breath and remember that I don't need to make big decisions on my own. I'm grateful to be besties with God, the universe, spirit, source. Gus has my back. And here is one of my first callers. Hello and welcome to the show.
Well, hi, man. I'm so happy to talk to you. It's Melissa. It's been a while.
Hi. How are you, Melissa?
Believing in the angels, for sure.
So what have you got to share with us today?
Yes, you ever gave me a message from Michael or Marathon or both. I'm going through some life changes right now, and I always pray to them, and I was praying also for the storm for Florida. Thank goodness they slowed down.
People,
I don't live over there, but I was thinking about the well.
Well, hold on a minute. I will pull up one of my card decks here and see what I've got. Oh, let's see. Which one do I want for you? Let's try this one. It is by Cosmic Lights. It's a deck I haven't used often, so I'm not terribly familiar with it, but shouldn't be too hard. Just give it a couple of shuffles.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, you don't necessarily need to talk to me about the angels, but you know this already, Melissa. You talk to the angels yourself. And
yes,
you pretty much know the answers that you're looking for. And sometimes, you know, this is something that I have found. I'll be thinking, oh, I need somebody to help me out with this. And that was what my first story was about. I need somebody to help me make this decision. But there are times that we have to make these decisions on our own. And we already know what the answer is because it's the answer we don't want to hear. Have you ever had that?
Yes, sir.
You know, it's just like, oh, like when I left my ex-husband, I didn't want to do it because it was what I knew. It was what I was comfortable with. I wasn't happy. But the minute that I made up my mind to leave him, that was when my life took a turn for the blessed and miraculous. Ah.
Hmm.
This card says, you need work that lets you express your creative self. You could do well at writing, blogging, or a career in communication. Now, does that resonate with you?
Yes.
And I pulled another one. An opportunity could turn into a long-term career move, or you will be asked to commit to a position in exchange for more money. That's kind of cool.
For more money?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm going through that.
That is very cool. So, Melissa, remind me, because I know you've told me before, but I've forgotten. What do you do? Are you working right now? Are you retired or what?
No, I'm not retired. I'm working.
What do you do?
Teaching.
You're a teacher. Okay. Teachers definitely need more money.
Yep.
I'm going to share another short story, and then we can talk about it afterwards. This one's called Why Me? I often wondered why I could hear spiritual messages, so one day I just asked. The answer I received was, because you will. I receive messages not because I'm somehow special, but because I'm willing to open my mind and my heart to receive them. Long before the social media we know today had been invented, I was chatting with someone online who was filled with sorrow. I found myself typing words I couldn't have stopped, even if I had chosen to try. I told the person on the other side of the chat how I could give spiritual embraces using Reiki. This person was holding back and protecting an internal pain so guardedly that it took 3 attempts to ease the pain enough for relief. The next day I found another who needed this healing touch. I giggled when this person was more receptive than the other had been. I had started healing people. I was able to reach out to people across the globe and ease their pains. I had never had any training, yet somehow I knew what to do instinctively. I just reached out to help them. I was euphoric, but I was also frightened. I felt like a snowball in an avalanche. The more I did this, the more I felt I was losing myself. And that's because I didn't know how to ground myself. I wanted to heal the world, but this gift was so foreign to me that I had no idea what to do with it. So for a while, like every other human, I abandoned my gift. But now I know that I needed to let it rest while I grew enough to manage it. I've never been formally trained in Reiki, yet people recognize me as a healer. A friend told me that I was a natural healer, but that I had forgotten this truth. Other people call me magic. Still others call me a light worker. I've always prayed, but I had started to believe that my life was prayer, and then I had drifted away from formal prayer. My contemplative prayer life is more a state of being with God been talking to God and asking for things. Sometimes I hear God speak to me. The voice can be quite insistent, even when I resist. I have learned that I do not need to be available to everybody all the time. I must also care for myself, and that means I need to create boundaries and set aside time to rest or simply go off by myself and sit with God. The biblical proverb, "Physician, heal thyself," reminds us to care for our own faults and frailties as well as those of others. It's always easier to coach other people to set boundaries, rest or exercise more, eat properly, than it is to take our own advice. Every day I am learning to listen to the still, quiet voice inside. Elijah is a prophet mentioned in the book of Kings in the Hebrew Bible. He's also the angel. Oh, wait a minute now. Elijah is Metatron, I believe. Now I have to look that up. But let me finish reading this. Like many of us, Elijah wanted to hear God's voice, so he journeyed in search of God. He expected to hear God's voice in the strong wind, an earthquake, or a fire. But he only heard God speak after all this noise stopped. God came to Elijah in a still, quiet voice. You can hear that voice, too, if you just find a place to be quiet and listen. It's hard to shut out the hustle of your daily life, but if you can carve out as little as 5 minutes when you shut down everything but your heart, soon you'll be communicating with God on a regular basis, even when the rest of your world is extremely noisy. Yeah, let me look this up real fast. I'm almost positive that Elijah was the prophet, but he was he became Metatron, if I'm not mistaken. Where is my file here?
Wow, thank you for your time. I love Metatron.
What was that?
I love Metatron.
Oh, I know. He's just the best.
Yeah.
He's really cool because, all right, where? Oh, wait a minute. I'm in the wrong file. He worked with me and he was sending me messages so very fast that I just couldn't keep up with it. And I told him, please slow down. Remember, I'm just human. And so he slowed down, way down. This file doesn't tell
me. Is he able to give you any messages right now? I'm sorry.
I'd have to get really, really quiet.
I know.
And I can do that. But then the show will be kind of weird if I do that. Tell you what, let me do this. Let me play this little commercial, and I'll just shut my mind down for a minute and see if I can hear anything for you, Melissa.
Hello, beautiful lady. I've been meaning to find 5 minutes to reach out to you to thank you from the bottom of my heart and Mary Krause, who I call the Countess, for the two beautiful books. I'm dying to get in and really dig into your first book. My surgery's on hold right now because we know how finances go. But I wanted to let you know I would like to buy one of the children's books. One of my dear, dear friends lost her husband Saturday. He was only 33 years old to cancer. He found out 3 weeks ago he had cancer and he's gone. And your book came the same day. And I said, okay, this is not a coincidence whatsoever. And she has, her oldest son is 2, her youngest son is 1. I did send her a couple of pictures of your book, and I said, Stephanie, I'd really love to purchase one of these books for you. So let me know how I can purchase it, and if I could have you sign it, and I'll just tell you what their names are to write in the book. It is such a beautiful, beautiful children's book, and it's... no coincidence, my granddaughters were here too, and when my youngest one was reading through it, she's 5, She goes, Gigi, that's all the stuff you tell us all the time, and that's what you tell your clients. And I said, I know, because our angels are always there. Our angels that were not human, that were here, like Uncle Bri Bri. So I would love to know how to purchase this book. Let me know. I'll give you Stephanie's address. She needs all the help she can get. And I know this book will definitely, I'm not giving her mine. I'm like, nope, Mrs. Krause bought that for me, the Countess. So I'm keeping that one to pass down to great-grandchildren at some point. But I would love to be able to purchase another one. I hope you're doing awesome, and I cannot wait to meet you someday. I told Mary, I'm like, oh, my God, I just love this lady. Just let me know where I have to go to purchase it. And I didn't know you were affiliated with Island Breeze. I love my girl over there who's also an angel mama. Her and I got very close a few years ago, and she's doing so well, and I just absolutely adore her. I hope you're doing well.
Okay. That was just enough time for me to get myself quiet, and I do have a message for you, but I have actually two messages. The first message is Elijah is not Sandalphon. I mean, Elijah is not Metatron. Elijah is Sandalphon, who is Metatron's twin brother, because both Sandalphon and Metatron were humans back hundreds, thousands of years ago. And they just became angels because, and they're very, very attached to the human and to Earth because they used to live here. But the message for you, Melissa, is you are doing your best. You're doing the very best you can with your understanding and awareness that you have in this moment. Any decision you make is going to be okay. No matter what happens, you're going to make the best of the situation and you're going to keep learning. And that's all they want from you. They want us all to do our best, to be our best, or to at least keep trying. So how does that feel to you?
I've learned so much, and I know I've been in this earth plane many times. I really want the chaos to slow down.
You want to slow down?
I want chaos situations. Like, I get chaos situations a lot.
Well, sometimes we have to make... Say that again?
Maybe Michael or Gabrielle, because Gabrielle and Michael, I noticed that Gabrielle, they don't like evil, and sometimes they stirs it up. I may not be protecting myself. I don't know, but I think they forget that I'm human.
It's easy to forget that we're human. It's sometimes easy to forget that we're spirits. And I started doing a practice. I went to an event several months ago, and I was just blooming exhausted. I was so tired afterwards, and I just didn't understand it because I was eating well. I was sleeping well. I was emotionally drained for weeks after this event. So I started praying, and they told me that I had forgotten what happened to me when I made the decision, which was, you know, it takes courage to make a hard decision. It's easy to let somebody else make our decisions for us, because then if it doesn't work out, it's not our fault. When we're making our own decisions, we're responsible for what happens. And we don't want to be responsible. I don't care who you are. Most people would rather be able to say, well, it's not my fault I turned out this way. It's not my fault I don't have any money. It's not my fault I was born short or tall or fat or skinny or whatever. You know, it is not my fault. So what we have to do is not try to blame people and place fault. We just have to say, I'm going to choose a different outcome. And the night that I made up my mind to leave my husband after 25 years, it was one of the strangest things. I mean, I got married when I was 18, and I thought it was going to be for life. And the first 5 years were absolutely fun and fine, and everything was good. And then life changed. And when life changed, I didn't know how to respond to it. Because, it was really bizarre because things started changing gradually. And what happens, you've heard the story about you put a frog in a pot of water, and the water's cold and the frog will just sit there. Well, because a frog is cold-blooded, you crank up the heat on that pot, that frog will boil to death because he adjusts to the water temperature. And that's really and truly what was happening to me. I had a husband that was never mean, except with his words. He was a gaslighter. I didn't even know what the term was at the time. But he made me feel small. He tried to claim credit for my accomplishments. And there were 2 years in my marriage, the last 2 years, I would pray and I would hear, Mary, if you want to live, leave. Well, I couldn't understand it because the man had never raised his voice to me. That was the weird thing. But he could beat you to death with a feather. And I remember coming out of my bedroom one day and I saw him standing over our son who was sitting in a chair. And he was just talking to him in a calm voice like this, but he was beating him up with his words. And I came out of the bedroom and I said, stop yelling at the boy. And he turned and looked at me and said, I'm not yelling. I haven't raised my voice. And that was enough time for Matt to get up and walk away. Well, later he came to me and he said, Mom, thank you. I thought I was going crazy because I felt like Dad was yelling at me, but I knew he wasn't. So it was that kind of stuff that went on and on and on for, like I said, for almost the last 2 years. And the night that I made up my mind to leave him, we just had a crazy situation. He refused to fight. He told me that adults don't fight. You know, maybe if we could have fought a little bit, things would have been different. We could have aired it out and gotten it out of our system. But instead, he would have me hold all of my emotions inside. And so the night that I made up my mind, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, he woke me up from a sound sleep. And I remember praying, please, God, let me go insane. Because I thought if I could go insane, then I could be put in an institution somewhere and I wouldn't have, the pain would go away. I couldn't explain it because he was a good provider. On the outside, everything looked great. He looked like an adoring husband, but he wasn't. Because he was the kind of person that was so insecure that he pushes insecurities on everybody else. And I was a codependent to that. So there again, I didn't know what that meant. So when I remember asking to go insane, and I heard a voice say, that's not what I want for you, Mary, and that's not what you want for you. If you ask me for help, I will protect you. And I said, oh, God, please help me. And in that instant, I had an out-of-body experience that was beyond belief. And then I saw these, it felt like crystals, like glass bricks almost, coming down from the ceiling of my house and they made this enclosure. And I remember hearing a voice say, come to me and I will protect you. And then I came out of my body, back into my body, and then my spirit part went inside that enclosure. Well, once I was inside the enclosure, two things happened exactly at the same moment. The enclosure just filled up around me so that nothing could ever touch me. And my ex, who was sitting there stroking my arm, saying, it'll be okay, it'll be okay. You won't go crazy, you'll be okay. He pulled away from me with a gasp, and he just looked at me like I was nuts. Well, that gave my body time to adjust to what was going on, and I stood up and I pushed him away, and I said, I'm leaving you. Give me 1 week and I'll be out of your house and out of your life forever. So that's exactly what I did. But over the last 25 years, I have forgotten about this protection. I know that it's there, but you know, anything that you neglect will fall apart. So I've been working on rebuilding this protective enclosure. It's like you know what a bell jar is? It's like a clear glass that goes over something precious, like a display glass. And this is what this does. It protects me from any outside influences, whether it's, I mean, my ex is long gone. He's passed on and moved on about 2 years ago. But it protects me from other energies too. And these energies drain you and wear you down and make you tired. So I have been making sure that every morning I check the protective enclosure around me and I say, thank you, Gus, for covering me with your love and protecting me. And then at night I go to bed and I kind of lay there. I envision a faucet and turning it off and letting the water drain out like a bathtub. So that's all the energy I've used that day. And then I just seal it back up and I say, okay, I'm just going to rest here and receive any love you've got for me. And the next morning I just kind of shake it all out and shake it up and say, okay, I'm ready to tackle the day. Because we have to protect our spirits. We have to guard them and love them as much as we do our bodies. Does that help?
Yeah, and that's really awesome. Yeah, I understand your situation, but I gotta tell you, I came to this airplane to literally take care of the family. I took care of the whole family. The mother, the last one that I love is gone.
Well, you know, she's not gone very far.
No.
Just her body is gone.
She's in heaven. And then they're trying to help me with that. But yeah, I know what you're saying. It is hard. Words do hurt, especially when it comes from someone that you respect and love. That's
yeah.
More painful.
How long ago did she pass?
2 years ago, and she was arguing with the gatekeepers. She didn't want to go in.
She didn't want to go yet.
No, I saw the image. I saw Meritor Michael come in. She finally said, okay, I'm passing, because the family was waiting on the other side. And they finally picked her up and she went. But she went after she heard me. I said, Mama, I did the things you told me to do. Go get your dreams up there. I remember I said that, and then She said she smiled and she laughed. She finally decided she stopped and she went up. They took her. Yeah.
Wow.
I saw the image. Yeah, I saw her. She wanted to come back to the body.
Well, because that's what she knew. And you know, Raziel is really good to help with transitions like that.
Mm. Raziel.
Yeah, Raziel he's called the angel of death.
Yeah,
but not because he brings death or anything. It's just because he makes it easy for people to transition.
Okay. Yeah, because they're. Have you seen the gatekeepers? You do get judged in this airplane. They're huge. Have you seen them?
Yeah, sometimes we need to just surrender.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's hard to do when you're a spirit because I mean, even though we know that we are a spirit or we have a spirit or a spirit has our body, the physical part takes over and we forget how to surrender. Well, I think that is going to be the end of the show. And I feel like I've shared a lot today. And I'm glad you called, Melissa.
Yeah, I'm going to try to give you healing. Like, he'll tell you to close your eyes and you'll feel something in your human body. I feel it.
Well,
after you
it's a privilege for me to be able to do this. It really is. I feel like sometimes I look at my life and I'm like, who is this person? But I wasn't able to do this and this is why when I would pray and I'd hear, if you want to live, leave. I knew my ex would never hurt me, let alone kill me. But he was killing my spirit. He was stifling that part of me that became a healer. And I didn't understand that was the death that I was being told about. So I did leave. It took me 2 years to get it out of my way and to go with the flow, basically. But once I did, I was able to do so many more things, just like this show, being able to reach out and talk to people.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. I think it is, too. All right. Well, I'm going to say goodbye until next week, and maybe I'll hear from you then.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Go With Angels with Mary Brotherton. If you want to order a copy of Go With Angels, just reach out to mary@beunique.org for details. That's BUNEKE.org. And be sure to tune in every Friday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time for more stories about angelic encounters. Follow Be Unique Radio on Blog Talk Radio so you don't miss a single episode.